This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In today's world, most people seem to live at a breakneck pace, trying to fit so much into their lives in order to maintain a decent standard of living, provide a home, and see to a family's needs. There's very little time for anything else, no time to be still, when their set routines demand so much of their time and energy. Which is why I've chosen this first song from my album, If I Have Not Love, I Have Nothing. In fact, that very title says it all. So we must, as this song says, make time for love.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children, the sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. There's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and sea, the sun. Catch the blossom now before it gently fades away. Smell its perfume, let it have its say. Who have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love, make time.
On the other hand, those who've retired from work, older adults, have a lot more time on their hands. Their working life is behind them, their children have grown, and their families may live some distance away, even abroad. With restrictions brought in with the pandemic, many of their social activities have been curtailed, and they may be feeling cut off and lonely. What can they do purposefully with their time is their big question. It would be so easy for them to look in over and bemoan their new aches and pains, their lack of mobility perhaps, or problems with sight and hearing. But two people in our Bible story today are an example to all of us. Simeon and Anna are two older adults who are outward looking, devoted to God and his purposes for the world. They wait on him each day with a patient hope in their hearts. Let's listen to Bernadette Farrell singing, Christ Be Our Light.
Rise,
Retirement ought to be a time we should all look forward to, a time when we can relax and take things easy for a change. But it doesn't always work out that way. The golden years are not always the bed of roses they're painted out to be. The Seven Ages of Man from the J. John and Mark Stibb collection goes something like this. Spills. Drills. Thrills. Bills. Ills. Pills. And wills. I actually prefer this to a dreary description by Shakespeare of life in later years as second childishness and mere oblivion. Song's teeth, song's eyes, song taste, song's everything. So the question I'd like to ask today is, what can we all learn from the two main characters in our gospel reading today, Simeon and Anna? The first part of our reading today in Luke's Gospel 2, verse 22, tells us about Simeon first, as he sees Mary and Joseph and their young baby enter the temple for a purification ceremony. God's presence is within him, and he listens for his voice with great hope and expectation. From verse 25, now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Here we learn that God has promised Simeon that he will see the Holy One of God, the Messiah, before he dies. Guided to the temple by the Holy Spirit, he is there when Mary and Joseph enter into the temple to make a sacrifice to God, and he just knows instinctively that this child in their arms is the child of God's promise. He has been waiting upon God and praying all this time, and now is being rewarded. The Messiah has arrived. Often it's hard to pray. Many find it difficult. But if we persevere, read scripture, seek God through music, his creation, even meditation, and simply wait and listen like Simeon to that still small voice, God will guide us, comfort and reassure us. On eagle's wings we will soar when we rest in God in this way. That's the theme of our next song, On Eagle's Wings, sung here by John Michael Talbot.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say to the Lord, my fear.
Simeon takes the child Jesus into his arms and declares before God, "Now, Lord, you let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord." He is overjoyed. His nation at last will be blessed and restored to greatness. His people will be comforted, and now he knows that he can die in peace. He also sees that this child will be the one who will enlighten those outside of his own race, that he is a child for the whole world, not just for Israel, but it will come at some cost. Just because we reach a certain milestone in years, we may have convinced ourselves that we're past our best and there's no future use for us. Not so with God. He can use anyone who makes themselves available at any age in their lives. Let's listen to Chris Bowerter sing "Here I Am, Wholly Available."
Us of you. So Lord, I give myself to help the reaping, to gather precious souls unto you. Here I am.
Simeon now looks at Mary with a prophetic word for her, and he reveals that her child will suffer rejection. Many in Israel would fall and rise again, and Mary's own heart would be pierced with sorrow. His prophecies do come true in time. Jesus himself would come to fall and rise again through his death and resurrection. Simeon's words sound almost like a curse, don't they? But there's no malice there. He sees what is to come. He's had a lifetime to study what the scriptures have said about the servant of God, and it will be a future of suffering for him. But he also recognizes his greatness. Our next song has us wondering what else went through his mind as he looked upon this little baby lying in his arms, knowing full well that a very complex and complicated world awaited him in the future. Don't we have similar thoughts at times about our own children and grandchildren and their future? Here's Michael Card singing Song of Simeon.
An old man in the temple, waiting in the court, waiting for the answer to a promise. And all at once he sees them in the morning sunshine, a couple coming, carrying a baby. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Let your servant now depart in peace, as I've seen your salvation. He's the light of the Gentiles, and the glory of his people, Israel. softly cooing, nestled in her arms. Simeon takes the boy and starts to sing. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Let your servant now depart in peace, 'cause I've seen your salvation. He's the light of the Gentiles, and the glory of his people, Israel. Ooh. Now's the time to take him in your arms. Your life will never salvation, 'cause he's the light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel.
Ooh. Then we come to Anna, someone else of a great age. She's actually 84, but she's someone who's constantly in the temple praying, fasting, and worshipping God. Reading on from verse 36 of the same chapter. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped God there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favour of God was upon him. Anna had been a widow for many years, and she's also a prophetess, and she appears on the scene too, and is also delighted when she sees the child in Mary's arms. She begins to praise God for the child before her eyes, a child who would bring hope to the people, to all those who are looking forward to Jerusalem being renewed by God. So here we have two people near the end of their life still serving God on full throttle. Think what could be achieved if we had their heart and attitude, their listening ear, and their willingness to move at God's bidding. Let's listen to Stuart Townend singing, "Oh, for a Closer Walk with God."
Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road leading to the Lamb. Where is that blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is that soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word? Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never failing fountain, my never failing fountain. What peaceful hours I once enjoyed, how sweet the memories still, but they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never failing fountain, my never failing fountain.
In a poem by Michelle Coist called I Like Youngsters, it begins, God says, I like youngsters. I want people to be like them. I don't like old people unless they're still children. I want only children in my kingdom. This has been decreed from the beginning of time. Youngsters. Twisted, humped, wrinkled, white-bearded, all kinds of youngsters. But youngsters. And the poem ends with these words, Alleluia. Alleluia. Open, all of you, little old men and women. It is I, your God, the Eternal, risen from the dead, coming to bring back to life the child in you. Hurry. Now is the time. I am ready to give you again the beautiful face of a child, the beautiful eyes of a child. For I love youngsters, and I want everyone to be like them. You see, God's not finished with us yet. He's only just begun. We all have so much to offer this world as we get older, by way of wisdom and experience which can be passed on to future generations. I read recently these words, anonymous words. Sometimes our most productive years in spiritual service for God comes after our most productive years of earthly toil. Shona Nisquist, in her book called Tangerines, writes, the life you've been waiting for is happening all around you. Life waiting to be made, chosen, woven, and crafted. And what about this lovely verse in Psalm 92, verse 14? They shall still bear fruit in old age. So to those in their golden years, I say, let's go to it and ask God to help us open up to him, so he can work through us each day to accomplish something special for him, however small the task. We are wonderfully created, whatever our age. In God's eyes, we are perfect and able to be channels of his grace to others. Now this gives me a great excuse to play one of the best songs ever written to end our programme today, one of my favourites. It's called Perfect by Ed Sheeran. And he sings this with Beyoncé. I hope the song brings us all joy and new resolve this day to live life to the full, to know that we're loved by God, especially if we describe ourselves as older adults. This is New Day Dawning with Sheila Hamill, along with my technical assistant, Andrew Ridgwick, saying goodbye for now. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
I do hope you got something out of today's programme, whatever your age. May I finish with a blessing. May the message of Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And may the peace of God be always with you to strengthen and guide you. Amen. So, he is perfect. Take it away, Ed. I can't believe I've just said that. Bye for now.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass. to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Well, I found a man stronger than anyone I know. He shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be your girl, you'll be my man, and I see my future.